This is Psycho Crap. I'm Adam Kahanowitz, the National Examiner, National Psychology Examiner for Examiner.com. And in this podcast, I just talk about things in psychology that interest me. And today I want to talk about disgruntled coworkers, and specifically the justification mechanisms they use. In every job I've had, there's always been one person, at least one person, who believes that things are getting worse, that the company is slowly going down the drain. This person then takes their time explaining the delicate malfunctioning of management, the hiring process, or whatever it is that they believe is causing the company to go to ruin. Consistently, this employee would also be, let's say, not the hardest working person on the team. They justify their long lunch breaks based on the company's exploitation of them. They stage the conflict as them merely fighting back. Interestingly, although a significant number of people at practically every place I've worked have sworn the company is progressively deteriorating, each one of these companies is doing just fine today. Why do we hear these sorts of things from our coworkers or ourselves in the workplace? Often, what we're hearing from our bitter coworkers is not an unbiased analysis of management structure, but a kind of expression of their personality. L.R. James, in 1998, categorized aggressive cognition into six justification mechanisms, or just JMs. Hostile attribution bias, number one. Chris is always telling me to go ahead and take my break before her, as if she's trying to do a nice thing. Yeah, I get it. Alex takes 45-minute breaks, but Chris doesn't understand. I take the stairs to the break room. It takes a lot longer if you do it this way, but I do it for exercise. Chris acts like she's just doing me a favor when she says stuff like this. She must think I'm really stupid to not hear all this hidden meaning. I wish she'd just mind her own business. Okay, this hostile attribution bias causes us to believe our coworkers have ulterior motives, that they are out to get us. In this case, Alex believes Chris is hinting at Alex's long lunch breaks, when Chris may actually merely be offering Alex to take his break first, an act of kindness. Number two is derogation of target bias. Doesn't surprise me, though. That's why Chris is always seeing a new guy, like every week. Guys just can't put up with her passive-aggressive nonsense. Now, instead of interpreting Chris's actions, Alex has resorted to characterizing her in a way that makes her seem deserving of Alex's negativity. Alex begins by criticizing Chris's supposed romantic life being a reflection of her negative qualities as perceived by Alex. Now, because of the time limit on this podcast, I'm going to have to cut it short and do this in a two-parter. So, to hear the rest of these justification mechanisms, just download the next episode. It will be available shortly. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan. Ab vegan.